Okay, I'd like to welcome Pat Pearce, who was Pat Curran, to share her thoughts and memories about libraries in Lake Macquarie in general. Welcome, Pat.
Thank you.
Okay, so you went from West Wall's End growing up, then found employment working in a library. Can you tell me when and where this employment happened?
Yes, well, the end of 1951, 18th of December I started. I had finished high school, done the HSC, the leaving certificate, and then I did my illness in the violin at Lochinvar too. And then I was looking for a job and dithering around, couldn't decide what to do. And my friend, who had been working here, was just leaving the library. She was a West Wall's End girl too. Yep. She was leaving, so I put in for her job and I got it. Yeah.
So you started that in 1951.
Yeah.
Whereabouts was the library at in 1951?
It was in 3rd Street, on the higher side from the main street, just around the corner and about halfway up the first block on the left.
Okay. What was the building like?
Oh, well, it wasn't a very wonderful looking building. It was just like a great big box, and it was built right onto the fence line, and it had three steps going up to the entrance door, a window on each side of that, and a fairly wide drive going up the side. I don't know whether when I started the bookmobile was already working there. Can't quite remember. I think it probably was.
Yep.
But so that's why the wide driveway. And at the end there was a big shed with a bit of an added room on the side.
Okay.
Right. So it was old, of course. Yeah.
So was that a single room building or was there a couple of rooms?
We had about 2/3 of the depth was taken up with the library. Yep. And then at the back of that there was a longish, coming from the right, there was a longish work room, and then an entrance into a small room which was the office.
Okay.
Which had a window onto the left hand side, which was quite close to the fence there.
Yeah. What sort of collections did you keep in this library? Was there like a children's section?
Yes, we had fiction. Children's fiction and non-fiction, and of course, forget what you call it, easy books, I suppose we call them. Yes, for the younger children, and of course the adult non-fiction and fiction, and I don't think we had them in romance and western. No, we used to have to find those for the. We had one lady lived across the street from us, a pensioner, of course, and we had a quite hard job keeping up with the romances for her. We kept Milton Boone ready. That was a popular, I don't know whether they're still going.
Still going strong today.
Milton Boone, yes.
Must be good. What would a typical day be like working at the library? So what would you do in the morning when you arrived, and did you have a uniform to wear? Did you have a uniform?
Uniform, no. What, just your own clothes, yes. Yep. Yes, well, the hours were mostly 9 to 5, and the library didn't open till 1 o'clock. At 1 till 5 we were open, yes. And on Thursday night from 7 till 9.
Okay.
And on Saturday morning, 10 till 12. Right.
If you opened at 1, what would you do in the morning?
Oh, well, there was a lot to do.
With
records, yes.
Yes.
Yes, with the records. You know, you'd have books to return to the shelves, and books that probably still hadn't had their, like each book had a card.
Yeah.
And when you when the borrower brought it to the desk, you'd take out the card, stamp the due date slip, and write their registration number in, and then put the card in the box. So eventually, in the morning, you'd have to put those cards into order, into a file, so that you could find them when you wanted to put the card back in the book to say it was returned.
So these administration tasks were done before you opened, is that
right? Oh, yes. And then, of course, there was book mending and, you know, checking that the shelves were in order. So there was quite a bit to do,
There was no computers then, was there? So.
Yeah, and my friend Pam and I used to, in the early, very early days, be working in the library, and she'd have me singing this and that and the other. And one morning, Miss Miller sent Mrs. Schrader in and said, "Would you ask the girls not to make so much noise, please?"
Some cultures just stuck very fast, didn't they?
Yeah.
While you were doing your service in the library in Boolaroo. In Boolaroo. Were there any interesting experiences that happened while you were working there where something out of the ordinary might have had the place talking, or maybe some challenges that you had to fix quite go to plan?
I can't think of anything much, only at one time we were having trouble with the collection of money for fines. The books weren't balancing. And, of course, we were all under suspicion, so eventually, one morning, I walked into the library, which should have been empty because we were all working outside, and found this little boy there. So I just called out to Mr. Flowers, "Would he please come?" And he came in and dealt with the matter. The boy had climbed in the front window, which he had obviously been doing for some weeks, and helped himself to the money. So actually he was the son of the owners of the service station on the corner of 2nd Street. So Ted took him down to the parents, and they sorted it out between them down there. Yes.
You mentioned that there were some fines back. Did you have fines for books that were late?
Yes. And I can't remember how much it was. And of course, it didn't seem, it probably seemed a bit then, and now it would seem nothing, you know, with the difference in the value of money these days.
Can you remember the borrowing times that patrons had that they could take a book out? How long could
I think it was the fortnight.
The fortnight.
Yes, I think so. Mm.
Did you have any celebrations in the library at the time? Did you celebrate Book Week, or did you decorate the library when something special was on?
Yes, I think probably not too much in the very early years, but we got more into that as the time went on. Yes, Book Week did make a display of some kind, or perhaps choose a special theme or something. But, yes, I can't remember a lot of that sort of thing.
Mm. And how long did you stay at the library for?
I was there for exactly 8 years.
8 years.
I retired on the same date in 1959, and my son was born on the following Wednesday.
Were there many changes within the library, the way that it functioned, or the materials that you got within those 8 years?
The way it functioned, when Ted Flowers arrived in, towards August, September 57, he'll tell you 56, but I know it was 57 because I got married in 57 and in October, so I'm quite certain that was the date. And, he got me to show how we manage things. And then he set about changing it to make it less time-consuming. Yeah, so he changed things quite a bit. He changed I can't remember what he did exactly, but he sort of changed the recording of the loan somehow. And also he altered the way the cataloguing was done, like sort of took a few shortcuts that he thought the other wasn't necessary, you know.
Yeah. Just made some of those efficiencies of the day-to-day.
Yes. I think the word shelf list comes in. We might have been doing shelf list cards as well as a catalogue card. You know, there were so many cards went with each book. They'd all have to be filed. I think the word shelf list seemed to me he cancelled that somehow. I thought it was unnecessary.
Necessary. Yes. What was the clientele like that came in, the patrons? Were they?
Oh, very, very varied, of course, I suppose, as you'd expect. Yes.
Were they behave the same as they are today?
Well, in some way they might have behaved better. Behaviour is sort of, you know, generally, this is the children I'm thinking of, but then children grow up and become adults and the behaviour stays the same, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. No, they're mostly well behaved, and apart from Dougie, it must have been a bit of a terror.
What was Dougie's little plan?
I don't know.
About what he did, he used to try to get up to?
Yes, well, I think he must have damaged the books or scribbled on them or something, I don't know. But every time a new assistant arrived at the desk, he'd come and register and get some cards, and off he'd go with some books. And somebody would find that Douglas Perkins had cards, and they'd have to be taken from him because he just couldn't be trusted to treat the books properly.
He's one of your keen patrons then?
Yes, yes, he was. He tried, and of course, naturally, he got a registration from me. I fell for it.
Well, how would other people use the library? Would people sit around and read their books inside the building, or would
not
they mainly
a, not a lot. Of course, it wasn't accommodated for that. Now, I go to a library in Raymond Terrace now, which has just been done up, and my goodness, it's very cushy and inviting. No, there was I mean, there was a table and a big table with some chairs around and magazines, and they could sit there, but it wasn't quite conducive to it.
So you left the library in 59, and not long after that, the library moved from Boolaroo.
Moved from Boolaroo to this building, you know, a big solid brick building. I don't know what it is now.
That's just down from the current
Squeeze
Point Library.
Just down from here. Yes.
Yeah. And was it there very long? Can you recall?
Well, I don't think so. Well, this one's opened in. Did I notice 61? Was that?
Yeah, I'll have to check the date on that
one. Yeah, as I was coming in, I think that's it. Yeah, so this, you know, well, it must have been any time at all. Yeah, I don't know. So, of course, by that time I wasn't here.
Yeah.
And Ted Flowers had gone. Now, whether he was actually here when... I don't think he was here when it changed over. I think it was the next fellow, younger.
Right.
Yeah, can't think of his name.
Did you still use the libraries after you finished working them as a patron?
Not a lot. I was still at West Wall's End, we only had a little branch library there, which had gone into where the School of Arts was, which was just in a single room in the hall, in the hall at West Wall's End, yes. Not a lot for a while.
Yeah.
Having a travelling husband, truck driver, And a baby, yes, you didn't get a lot of time to please yourself.
Yeah, to venture down. And,
yeah.
So the West Walls End eventually had some library in the School of...
In the School of Arts, yes.
Building. What sort of... Did they cater for all people, that stock that they had in there?
I think so, yes.
Like kids' books but
it would only be, you know, a small range.
Selection.
Yeah, but of course it had visits from the bookmobile.
Who ran the bookmobile, do you know?
Yes, well, first of all, there was a male driver who was connected with the library somehow. I think he must have been, I think.
Yeah.
And I can't remember when it started, but Pam used to go out on the bookmobile on Tuesday and Friday, and I'd go on Monday, Wednesday and Thursday. And it went all around the shire, you know.
So when you went with the bookmobile, what would you do?
Oh, you'd be in charge of the book, the library.
The lending.
What I remember mostly is Tom Atkinson being the driver. He was recruited from the council lorry drivers, I think. And so he'd drive, and the girl would do the library work, like stamping books and all of that, and putting them away. And he was very helpful, very... Very nice man, and you know, did as much as he could, and gradually picked up some of the library work, of course. But I think eventually they realised. realised it really wasn't very convenient for the girls because there weren't the conveniences around the place then, like you couldn't find a toilet easily, and yes, it was not suitable for girls. So eventually they hired males, Harry Brown and Colin Ray, and we didn't go out anymore, which was a really good idea.
Yeah. So the bookmobile, would you serve books within the trailer section?
Yes.
So people would come in and choose, select, and away they go again.
That's right. And they had must have been a fortnightly schedule, I think. So we must have spent the fortnight going around.
What sort of places would that bookmobile visit?
All sorts of places. Like, I went down to Waiee. I used to go to Waiee on a Thursday. Waiee, Morisset. Of course, Morisset's got its own library now, and did for quite some time. But we'd go to schools, Sunnywood School on the way down to Morisset. But big schools like Charlestown, there was no library there when we started. I think that opened in 1958. I was still at Boileau. Of course, there was a library at Cardiff, so they didn't go that way much. It was Young Walls End, but now it's called Edgeworth. We used to go there, and West Walls End, Barnsley, Wakefield, all of, you know, everywhere, really. Dorrit Creek, just any little town on the way sort of thing.
So how often would you spend some days on the Mumbit in the bookmobile and others in your local branch? Would you have to take turns to...
Well, I went out on Monday, Wednesday and Thursday, and Pam went on Tuesday and Friday. Because she was more senior and she was in charge of special loans, like when people came in and asked for a special book or special topics or something, which we got quite a lot of, people doing courses and that sort of thing.
Any interesting adventures in the bookmobile?
In the bookmobile?
I can imagine a truck and a trailer load of books and some roads that probably you never know. Did anything ever arrive?
Some of the roads were pretty rough, there's no doubt about that. But no, we didn't. I can't remember anything on the roads. The only thing is, one day we're driving into, now, I don't know whether it was Sunnywood School or anyhow, some school, which was rather narrow entrance, and managed to make a big hole in the side of the bookmobile. Whoops. And I think it was my fault because Harry Brown was driving, and I think I had my head in the way. I couldn't see, but I'm sitting forward to see where the gateway was. And yes, I think it was my fault. I think he couldn't see, and he was too polite to tell me to get my head out of the way. That's about the only thing I can remember. It might have had a few breakdowns over the years, I suppose it did, and had to call for help. But then Tom was very good at, he was very used to trucks, so he'd have known what to do about it.
Libraries have changed a lot over the last, I suppose, 50 years. Recently they've changed a whole lot more with technology. To a point now where we do a whole lot of service within information technology and customers using computers. What do you think of the changes of the libraries? Do you think it's for the good or otherwise?
Well, it's hard to say. It makes you wonder where it's going to end. Are we not going to have any books at all? You've got the book there in your hand. It's very nice to just read away.
It is.
But, at 80, I suppose it's not my opinion that matters because the young ones coming up are growing up with all these ideas, so it'll be fine for them. But as I say, I don't know what happens to all the books. The ones that are here already, all that waste.
I think you'll find there's probably a general turnover of books. So there's always books coming in and there's always the books that have had their day. Thank you very much for coming in today, Pat. We appreciate your memories and images of library times gone by.
Oh, thank you for having me.